on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I think you're choosing things that you feel you can make of the moment. And so, you know, you're connected to this present world.
At this point in time, if you do want to protect, you know, not only our country, but the world, it's like, you know, you kind of have to take a stance.
In 2006, Bruce Springsteen put his own stamp on the legacy of legendary folk singer and activist Pete Seeger. The big band that Springsteen assembled tore through the protest songs, spirituals, and stories that Seeger wrote or passed down from the generations. Well, Bruce Springsteen and his Sessions band took it to the world. Classic songs from the Springsteen catalog did find their way into the set, but with a new sound, the band got bigger, and so did the perspective. In the next hour, we'll hear highlights from a live concert in Dublin, Ireland. Bruce Springsteen and Pete Seeger talk about the music, and we'll hear from writer Dave Marsh, band members Mark Anthony Thompson, Sam Bardfeld, and Larry Eagle. I'm David Dye, and welcome to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band, live in Dublin.
So the folk process keeps on going, no matter what.
Pete Seeger.
Cooks translate old recipes for new stomachs, and lawyers translate old laws for new citizens. And as long as there'll be a human race, I hope people will keep on changing things.
Bruce Springsteen took that idea pretty far. Seeger's music has always been interpreted by a wide range of artists, but here it becomes a springboard for a new statement.
You know you're in the third act when the new material starts to show up. When he wrote American Land, I went, oh, okay. That means mission accomplished, and now we're moving forward. You know, because American Land was, if you know Pete's version, it's a dirge. And it's basically a poem set to music and not a particularly, you know, it's a dirge. It moves at a snail's pace. And American Land is something else. It's a jig, I guess, kind of, or an Irish something, or reel, maybe. Well, to me, when American Land showed up, it was like, well, this has the same title as a Pete Seeger song. It has absolutely nothing else to do with it. I don't think there's one line in the song, maybe one line, the first line or something, that goes back to Pete's song. So it's back to that inspired by thing. And to me, that was a symbol of like, okay, mission accomplished, now we can move forward. And now we will see what the real realization of possibility is here. I guess that's a way to put it. I don't know. Well, now we'll see what this group and this guy are really made of and how they really work together.
What is this land, America? So many travel there. I'm going now while I'm still young, my darling. Wish me luck, my lovely, I'll send for you when I can. And we'll make our home in the American land. Over there the women wear silk and sack to their knees. Children near the sweets I hear are growing on the trees. Gold comes rushing out the river straight into your hands. If you make your home in the American land. Sidewalk, there's gutters on a song. Dear, I hear the beer flows to the faucets all night long. There's treasure for the taking for any hard working man. We'll make his home in the American land. Ellis Island in the city of light and spire. Wandered to the valley of red hot steel and fire. Made the steel and built the cities with the sweat of our two hands. We made our home the American land. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, there's gutters, line song. Dear, I hear the beer.
the rulers too. The blacks, the Irish, Italians, the Germans, and the Jews come across the water 1,000 miles from home with nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building railroads, worked the bones of skin, died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. Died to get here 100 years ago, then dying now. Hands that built the country were always trying to keep down. Diamonds in the sidewalk, this gutter is not a song. Dear, I hear the beautiful, the boss is on my mind. It's tracking for a take, or any other working man. Make his hope, an American man. Make his hope, an American man. Make his hope, an
American Land, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. Pete Seeger.
Most of my families were teachers. Aunts, uncles, parents, brothers, sisters. And in a way, I look upon myself as a kind of a teacher trying to encourage listeners to think and to be active. If you have to listen, it's easier to listen to a song sometimes than listen to a speech. Back in the Depression, when I was a teenager, I suddenly found how many good songs there were in my country that I never heard on the radio, and realized that the powers that be like it that way.
One of the results of this project is that some of the important classics of American history have spread to the next generation.
I must admit that it's really cool to see kids out there come with their parents and to be singing We Shall Overcome. Hopefully when they leave, their parents will explain to them, you know, how the genesis of these songs.
Mark Anthony Thompson is a member of the collective Chocolate Genius. Playing guitar and singing with the Sessions Band, he saw the immediate effects of performing these songs.
You know, we did We Shall Overcome in New Orleans, and I looked out there, and, you know, Bruce said right before we went on, he said, "You're going to see a grown man cry tonight." And I knew he wasn't talking about himself. And sure enough, I looked out there, and grown men were weeping. So I know when those songs are hitting people on a level beyond the fact that they're like, "Oh, the horn section is great." You know what I'm saying?
Well, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Darling, here in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand someday. Darling, here in my heart, yeah, I do believe we'll walk hand in hand someday. Will we shall live in peace? We shall live in peace. We shall.
We Shall Overcome, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. I'm David Dye, and you're listening to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin. Writer Dave Marsh.
Especially since 04, he's become a political actor. And he is aware, since the Rising at least, that people count on him as part of their public conscience.
Mark Anthony Thompson learned about Springsteen as time went on.
It's funny because I watched this set evolve, and when Reef first came out, I think the set was probably 20 minutes longer than when we ended up with. But I think in the end, we played more music. There were more songs, even though we played less minutes. And he was really just stripping this thing down to, you know. But in the beginning, he introduced each song, and he did have some political, it was obvious where his politics were. You know, he mentioned, you know, FEMA, and he mentioned George Bush, he mentioned the debacle in New Orleans. So I thought he was, you know, he didn't seem to mince words at all to me ever, you know. And I don't think he streamlined the show because he didn't want to be political. I just think he thought he wanted to get more music out there and that it was going to be better, I don't want to say entertainment, but, you know, I think he thought the songs were doing their talking.
Springsteen adapted one song to the times, specifically to Hurricane Katrina's devastation of New Orleans and the fallout that continues on. Drummer Larry Eagle researched the origin of How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live.
I discovered it was, in fact, the work of a fellow named Blind Alfred Reed, who recorded the song in the very early days of the Great Depression. But it was interesting to see, because it was so early in the Depression, but it really seemed to capture the essence of how people were reacting to the times. I later found out that his other great protest song was a protest against the hairstyles that flappers wore in those days. So I don't know how strongly held his political views were, but that was certainly one of his other distinctive moments.
Well, a doctor comes round here with his face so bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. But all he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big pill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times? He said, me and my old school pals had some mighty high times right here. And what happened to you poor black folks? Well, it just ain't fair. He took a look around, gave a little pep talk, said, I'm with you, and he took a little walk. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times? And floating on canal and the levees blown to hell. Martha, get me my 16 gauge and some dry shells. Them who got out of town, them who ain't got left to drown. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such time? Scattered from Texas all the way to Baltimore. But sir, I ain't got no home in this world no more. Gonna be a judgment, that's a fact. A righteous train rolling down the track. How can a poor man stand such times in me? Such time. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such time?
Live in Dublin, Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band performed How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live. Pete Seeger.
Nobody can prove a darn thing. All I can say is that in my some 70 years of singing, I felt that music helps keep you going. And I do know that the civil rights movement would not have succeeded if it hadn't been a singing movement. They were making up new songs every day of the week, putting new verses to old gospel songs.
Singer and guitarist Mark Anthony Thompson.
It was heavy, you know, to be doing these songs that I equate with a big part of, like, you know, culturally something that, you know, primarily racial, you know, the civil rights thing. And yet we're doing them, I'm doing them with this guy from New Jersey for, you know, 10,000 Spaniards. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there were just ironies abounding, you know, or singing We Shall Overcome in, like, you know, Verona, Italy. You know what I'm saying? But I would close my eyes and just think that here I am with this guy that's from a totally different background. And yet these songs are resonating to him. And he's chosen, a man that can do anything in his career right now, has chosen at this point in time to resurrect this moment in time. And it was heavy, you know. It drew me closer to him in an unspoken way. I've never talked to him about it.
As a student of the civil rights movement, Thompson came to the band with an historical perspective.
The mere fact that we were up there doing this in this time right now, and that it was still potent and that it was still needed, was in some way, you know, it was in some ways very inspirational, but in some ways it was really sad. You know what I mean? Like, I did a piece on Huey Newton, and when you look at the history of the Panthers and you think that, you know, or Martin Luther King, that's a lot of these things that they were struggling for, nothing has really changed at all. You know, it speaks to our times, and so doing that song every night, Eyes on the Prize, and standing next to Bruce and doing it, to me, that was a statement. And I don't know if he was conscious of it. I don't know if he cast me because he thought our voices sounded great. But for whatever reason, however, I got to the microphone every night, you know, and sang that song, it still resonated, you know what I mean?
The only chain that a man can stand is the chain of hand to hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. I'm gonna board that big gray hound. Carry my love from town to town.
Eyes on the Prize, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. Singer and guitarist Mark Anthony Thompson.
You know, this music was consciously used to try to change society, and it actually worked. Do you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, the 60s might have taught people that they can change things, or the 70s, or whatever. I said this once before, and I'm still waiting for someone to pick up a microphone and you know, sing A Change Is Gonna Come and really mean it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure there are artists out there that are probably, hopefully, listening to this somewhere and will pick up that mantle and run with it. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we won't have to wait too long.
In a minute, we'll hear Springsteen songs and surprising new arrangements. I'm David Dye, and you're listening to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band, live in Dublin.
Where the road is dark and the seat is sold, where the gun is cocked and the bullet's cold, the miles are marked in blood and gold. I'll meet you further on up the road. Further up the road, further up the road. I'll
meet you further on up the road, where the way is dark and the night is cold. Meet you further on up the road.
Welcome back to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band, live in Dublin. I'm David Dye. Pete Seeger.
Some of the greatest songs in America, of course, are mixtures. Think of the songs made up by African Americans using the English language from Europe, but ancient African traditions of rhythm and melody, and what they call in gospel churches call and response. One voice answers another. Oh, when the saints go marching in, and so on.
Bruce Springsteen carried on that tradition of mixture in this project. He rearranged many of his own songs, which we'll get to in a minute, but he also put his own spin on a well-known classic. Writer Dave Marsh.
I think two things get said by him bringing the new songs in regard to folk music. One of which is, my songs are part of this folk music tradition. But the other thing is a statement that's made about folk music, which is that it's much bigger and broader and diverse than is commonly assumed. It isn't five guys in striped shirts playing banjos and guitars, always. Sometimes it's 19 people playing tubas and steel guitars. You know, sometimes it's Cindy Mizell singing This Little Light of Mine so hard it makes her cry. You know, sometimes it's church and sometimes it's a whorehouse and sometimes it's all the streets in between. And I think that that's the part that's easy to miss. It's easy to see Bruce fitting his songs into the world of folk music. I think it's harder to see that part of what he did was he took, particularly by finding that first verse to When the Saints Go Marching In, it becomes a Bruce Springsteen song. It felt as if, and I had heard, I knew of that verse. I don't know that I'd ever heard anybody sing it. But when he sang it in New Orleans the first time, it felt like something he could have written.
Here's Springsteen's reimagining of When the Saints Go Marching In.
We are all traveling in the footsteps of those come before, and we'll all be reunited on that new and sunlit shore. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I'm being there now. When the saints go marching in, and when the sun refuses to shine, when the sun refuses to shine, Lord, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, how I long to be there on that morning when the saints go marching.
When the trumpet sounds its call, when the trumpet sounds its call, oh, how I want to be in that number. When the trumpet sounds its call, when the saints go marching in.
When the Saints Go Marching In, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. Bruce Springsteen.
What stories enthrall me right now? Right. And what do I think I can bring to life right now and do something with, and what can I add my two cents on as an interpreter, which is something that I have not done. I've done only very, very rarely in the past, you know, because I never saw myself primarily as an interpreter of other people's music or other songs.
Over time, Springsteen began including his own songs into the show. The project grew from being the Seeger Sessions Band to the Sessions Band as the scope expanded and became more inclusive. Writer Dave Marsh.
So the reason why, but it was no doubt in my mind, I put it to you this way, there was no doubt in my mind when I saw him rehearse this band in Asbury Park a couple nights before he did the first public rehearsal, that he was going to incorporate his own material into this. Because, first of all, you knew there were certain songs that were like crying out for it.
This also continues his tradition of adapting songs to the times. One of those tunes goes back to Springsteen's early days.
Growing Up feels different every time he does it. He's done it in every mode that he's worked in. He's done it solo. He's done it with every different band he's had it with, and it's always different. And somehow, you know, one of the things I get out of it is how important the song is. It always works its way back in. And it's really, in some ways, it seems like to him, it's the first important song.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade. I combed my hair and it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was up in a pain and crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all alone through the fog, loud song came out my soul untouched. Head in the cloudy wraith of the crowd, when they said, sit down, I stood up. Growing up. Said wang wang. I had a jukebox graduate for a first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. I pushed B-52 and I bombed it with the blues. But my gear said stubborn on stain. Broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Never once gave thought to lame. Vacations in the stratosphere, and you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Well, I lost everything I ever loved or feared. I was a cosmic care. My feet, they finally took root in the earth.
said, sit down, I stood up.
Growing Up, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. I'm David Dye, and you're listening to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin. Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, well, this is gospel and jazz, and we're getting the church, and we're getting sort of the gutter, and that's what I want covered on. That's the kind of ground I want the music to cover. So those are all things that started to, once again, as we played together more, you know, things just started to happen.
Springsteen's live shows have always been legendary. They are exciting, never the same twice, and often go on for hours and hours. With the Sessions Band, it literally became a stage show at times. Writer Dave Marsh.
First of all, people think of folk music as something that's kind of presented and, you know, maybe you have like a Smothers Brothers moment between songs here and there. Bruce decided it was music that required a show, and it required set pieces and skits, and you know, and the most unlikely vehicles arrived for this. Open All Night is a song from Nebraska that was lost. This is a song where he's driving up the road and he finds a place that's open all night, and everybody in it's just kind of like him. Now all of a sudden, here comes Open All Night with bebop vocal group at the beginning and, you know, turning this 19-piece jazz folk band into essentially a modern Wynonie Harris rock and roll extravaganza. I don't know any better way to put it than that. It became a rock band. It really did. And if you want to know how good a rock drummer Larry Eagle is, you listen to Open All Night.
Well, I met Wanda when she was employed behind the counter at the Route 60 Bob's Big Boy Fried Chicken in the front seat. She's sitting in my lap, wiping our fingers on a Texaco road map. I remember Wanda was strapping a lip with that big brown eyes. I made your heart stand still. I am oil pressure. Singing fast, got a mega pissed off after when she'll shut the gas. Gotta call my baby on the telephone. Let her know that Andy Man's coming on home. Sit tight. Mama, I'm coming round. I got three more hours. Wee-wee hours, son. Red Bull, Razzle, Fine Towers, Radio Jam, Dodgers Day. Talk. Hey, Mr. DJ, won't you hear my last one?
Live in Dublin, Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band performed the raunchy Open All Night. Blinded by the Light got an extreme makeover with the Sessions Band. According to violinist Sam Bardfeld, Springsteen called it a Kurt Vile ska version.
Well, made band drummers, plumbers, and engines in the summer with a teenage dip love, man. In the dumps with mom, tell the adolescent pumps his way into his head. With a boat on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip and bag around. With his very unpleasing, sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Somehow hot head, shovel headed for the hot spot, snapping as soon as climbing a lamb.
my car and said, do what you like, don't do it here. Some kid in that handicap was complaining that it caught the platform, some mousetrap he bought last night.
Blinded by the Light, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. In a minute, we'll hear about how Bruce Springsteen rallied this 18-member Sessions Band to sound like it does. I'm David Dye, and you're listening to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band, live in Dublin. Welcome back to Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin. I'm David Dye. Being a member of Springsteen's band was an eye-opener for singer and guitarist Mark Anthony Thompson.
Yeah, it was overwhelming because our first gig, you know, in New Orleans, like 68,000 people or whatever, and I just watched this guy whip this band around. It was like James Brown meets Bob Dylan or something, you know what I mean? I mean, he had these this band leader kind of chops. It was like Duke Ellington in a certain way. And to be that close, and you know, I know how hard it is to even to get a ticket to a Springsteen show, you know what I mean? And here I am, like, with the best seat in the house, you know?
Any band that spends months playing together becomes a tight-knit group offstage. Much of the Sessions Band already knew each other in some way.
You know, that's one of the great things about this band is the internal chemistry.
Violinist Sam Bartfeld.
You couldn't have sat down and thought this band out. You know, it was, so much of it is about was about the process of the whole thing and about his being open to trying things and sort of seeing what happened. And in this industry, that's just rare, if not impossible, you know.
Bruce Springsteen.
The whole thing is a happy accident, you know, which is the nicest way for music to get made. You know, it was completely unplanned, and it's a circle that slips over the edge of a circle that slips over the edge of another circle. It's interesting because it wasn't a group of disparate musicians who then had to learn how to play together. It was people who knew how to play together. You know, once we got into it, things really started to happen. And the other thing was they were experienced musicians because they understood the whole art of listening while the music is being played.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a hell of a fight. Gonna see what those record boys can do. Yeah, there's trouble busting it from out of state and
someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, come on and meet me tonight in Atlanta. Well, I got a job to put my money away, but I had debts that no honest man could pay. So I drew what I had from Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's so fat. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your big up box, fix your hair up pretty.
Atlantic City, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with a sessions band. Music writer Dave Marsh.
Well, you know, this goes to the most fascinating thing anyone told me on the tour, which was Art Barron, who plays tuba and trombone and was Bruce's, became Bruce's sort of Clarence Foyle sometimes. Art used to play with Ellington. He said that that working with Bruce and Ellington was similar, and so I said, Art, what did you mean by that? And he said, it's the way he communicates with musicians.
Violinist Sam Bardfeld.
He assumed that everybody was going to do the right thing, to play the right thing, and find their place in the music. And if he didn't like something, he'd say, you know, very politely, don't do that, you know. or, you know, the next day he'd say something very politely. But what stood out to me was how trusting he was, and that really instilled confidence in everybody. You know, it was sort of a lesson in leadership.
Again, writer Dave Marsh.
Well, it also means he was listening. Yeah. You know, to me, Bruce always seems like Keith Richards inside out. In a funny way, because For Keith, it's all not the details are like just details, you know. And it's all big picture. For Bruce, the big picture is the details. Really ignoring all the details, not some of them, all of them. You know, you have to be Keith Richards to get away with that.
Without a match for the party to go, but you know she'll get by. So she's living in the love of the common people, smiles from the heart of the family man. Daddy gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. But she can. Trying to keep your hands warm from the hole in the shoe that the snow come through and chewed you to the bone. Now you better go home where it's warm. You can live in the love of a common people, smile through the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, mama's gonna love you just as much as she can.
Love of the Common People, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with a sessions band. This is a song previously recorded by Waylon Jennings, Elton John, John Denver, the Indigo Girls, and many, many more. I'm David Dye, and you're listening to Bruce Springsteen with a sessions band live in Dublin. One of the songs from the sessions band live show features singer Cindy Mizell. It's another classic recorded by perhaps hundreds of artists, and in this set of protest songs, stories, and spirituals, it fits right in. Writer Dave Marsh.
I also knew that it was the favorite song of Fannie Lou Hamer, who was a barely literate woman from Ruleville, Mississippi, who became one of the great heroines of the Civil Rights Movement, and who was the person who was so effective speaking on national television at the 1964 Democratic Convention that Lyndon Johnson spontaneously on the spot convened a press conference to get her off the air. But she still got in her greatest line, which is, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." And she also used to say a lot, "Keep on keeping on." And those ideas are all in this little light of mine, the way this band does it.
Drummer Larry Eagle sees a larger significance.
Well, one thing that certainly that Pete Seeger did and that Bruce is reminding everybody is that there's a deep spiritual set of roots to the progressive political and social agenda. In this country, we have spent so many years seeing the conservative end of the political spectrum co-opting religion for their own purposes, where, as Pete Seeger certainly knew, and Bruce brings out in the belief part of it, is a hugely significant part of the social significance of both the music and the message.
I want you all to rise from your seats now, please, and join us. Come on now. There we go. Well, now, this is a light of mine. Yeah, I'm gonna let it shine.
This Little Light of Mine, performed live in Dublin by Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band. And since we haven't gotten a chance to list them, here's the lineup of the band in alphabetical order. Bruce Springsteen sings and plays guitar and harmonica. Sam Bartfeld sings and plays violin. Art Barron plays sousaphone, trombone, mandolin, penny whistle, and euphonium. Frank Bruno is on acoustic guitar, vocals, and field drum. Jeremy Chatsky plays bass. And Larry Eagle is the drummer and percussionist. Clark Gayton is on trombone, vocals, and percussion. Charlie Giordano is on accordion, piano, organ, and vocals. Curtis King Jr. sings and plays percussion. Greg List plays banjo and sings. Lisa Lowell is on vocals and percussion. Ed Mannion plays saxophone, percussion, and sings. Cindy Mizell is on vocals and percussion. Kurt Ram plays trumpet, percussion, and sings. Marty Ripkin works the steel guitar, dobro, and mandolin. Patty Schialfa is on acoustic guitar and vocals, as is Mark Anthony Thompson. And last but by no means least, Susie Tyrell sings and plays violin. Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chufo and Joshua Jackson are the producers. Our executive producer is Greg Lynn. All songs in this program can be found on the Columbia Records CD and DVD releases of Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin. Pete Seeger was interviewed at his home in Beacon, New York by Gary Covino in December of 2002. Special thanks to Dave Marsh, Barbara Carr, John Landau, Jan Stabile, Jacqueline Jablkowski, Trina Tombrick, Joe Gusick, Gary Covino, Bruce Warren, Sarah Mobley, Chris Williams, Mark Anthony Thompson, Sam Bardfeld, Larry E.